Hi, welcome to Knoppy Cast. I'm Nancy Merriman, but my friends call me Knoppy, and I'm your host for this official podcast of ourdolls.net. Hello, I'm Knoppy. This is
Teresa
and Kristen,
and we are recording Knoppy Cast episode number 11.
Wow,
that would be 1-1.
Yeah, and it's our first episode of 2010.
Oh my gosh, really? What was it? What about the last one?
What? The last one was in December, end of December.
So this is our first one. But it was yay! I got confused because it was episode number 10, but it wasn't in 2010.
Yeah,
so this is number 11 in 2010.
This is our first podcast of the year.
And we have a special guest host here with us. We are having Alexandra Chan. Say hello.
Hi. I'm Alex. Yeah. I'm so excited to be with you guys, too. I love NaviCast. And then Navi is letting me be on the show. I'm so excited.
Yay. Hey, it's great,
hi,
Alex.
Navi.
Thanks for being
good
on
to have
the
you.
Show. Yes, and so we've got lots of fun thingies to talk about, and we're going to start off with a little thingy about the news from Paul.
Hi, I'm Paul Windmill, and I'm the operator for Pleasantville. I get to take everybody's calls, and I'm going to fill you guys in on what the latest news stories in Pleasantville and on the ourdolls.net website are.
And hello, welcome to Paul's latest Pleasantville news here. First of all, the latest news is that I'm very sad because my hair is not spiky anymore like it used to be.
Okay, it is not the news I was meaning to hear
about. It doesn't look cool anymore.
Maybe you should go to Crystal's hair salon.
Okay, anyway, so first news story is my sister Laura, she was on Naughty Cats last time, she's moved away from home, and she's moved into an apartment downtown with Megan, Allison, and Angelica. And she's really excited about it, but my mom's not.
Well, she pretty much lived down there anyway. I don't know
yes.
why it's any different, because it's just meaning her bed is not at home. It's down in a new apartment building.
I know. Well, I think she'll enjoy it more. I mean, she can probably go around town a little bit more, since she doesn't have to go all the way home every day.
Yeah, well, I just think mom's deal with it is that she doesn't like watching all her kids grow up and leave the house and everything. Not like everybody's left, just Laura. And, you know, I live at Bamboo Terrace,
well,
basically. And,
yes.
and Heather works at the parking lot.
Yeah, so she lives there. So, I mean, but we still live at home.
So I have to think of it as an opportunity to grow. And
but
turn
often, Paul, you don't usually go home at Bamboo Terrace. You just stay there.
Yeah, but
I mean, she must be lonely if she's all by herself most of the time.
Yeah, but we still live there. I mean, for, like, Thanksgiving and Christmas and stuff.
It's okay. We like having Paul at Bamboo Terrace all the time.
Aw,
always
thanks.
Supply you with new beef shish kebabs. I don't know. If I lived far away, I would kind of want to move down there because you just have access to everything, like, right at your fingertips. It's right outside your door. So, I mean, it's handy to live nearby to everybody and all your friends and all the places you go every day.
Well, yeah, and Laura works downtown, so it kind of makes sense that she'd live down there. I mean, I'm just mad because I don't get to live downtown. I have to live at home, so I just stay at Bamboo Terrace. They didn't invite me to stay in the apartment with them.
It's a little bit crowded. There's Allison, there's Megan, there's Laura, there, and there's Angelica, all living in all same room.
I know. But I have to live, like, at my table at Bamboo Terrace. Anyway,
my table.
It's great. It's just not a house, you know? So, the new bank is almost finished. We kind of talked about that last time, but we're all very excited.
No, but this time it's actually almost finished. Like, maybe by the end of today it'll be put up.
Like, while
That's
we're recording.
That's really close. Like, it's actually being putting the finishing touches on it right now as I am talking.
Right. So
they might even be gluing on the doors while I am talking to you.
They are gluing on the doors while we're talking right now. So, the bank.
So tonight, it might actually even replace that old cardboard building.
Yay!
I just can't even believe it's happening. It's like everybody's dreams have come true. We're not going to have a falling down bank anymore.
I know. And there's lots of town square news, probably because everybody down there has been just completely cleaning. Like, Alex.
Yeah, it's like spring cleaning.
Alex, you just totally redid your house. Do you want to talk about that?
Oh, sure. Well, I pretty much started over with my house recently because I'm sharing an apartment building with Susie and Eleanor. And Vera and May sometimes come in there, too. They like living in the bank roof. But they're probably going to like having a new bank roof that won't fall over. That'll be cool. But, yeah, I pretty much took everything out of my house, and I just hope I didn't bother anybody because I had, like, all of my stuff out in the middle of town square. Because, I mean, where else do I put it? But it was all out there, so people were kind of tripping on it for a few days. But my house looks really cool now. I did this thing called feng shui, and it's this way of arranging your furniture so that the flow of energy from when you walk into the door makes you feel comfortable and relaxed. And so it's all about, like, specific placement of things that is meaningful to you. Like, there are certain areas where you put things that represent, you know, wealth and health and family and, you know, creativity and things like that. Things that you specifically put there to enhance that feeling, and it'll help improve your life. So The flow of my house is really awesome right now, and if you walk in, you just feel so comfortable and relaxed, and everything looks really cool.
Wait, so you just move stuff around and now it feels better?
Yeah.
Okay.
I could do that. Maybe I should, like, turn my bed upside down and sleep on top of it, and then put my trunk in front of my door, and then I'll feel really great.
So, like, what did you do, Alex? What's an example of what you did?
Well, let's see. I got a this really nice plant that it's like a little tree, and I put it in a corner that is the knowledge gua. Gua is sort of like just the area of the room. So it's in the knowledge area of the room. And to me, that just, it represents, you know, growth. And, you know, every day the leaves are growing, and I'll keep nurturing this tree, and it, like, represents my knowledge. So I'm sort of, you know, growing my knowledge, so to speak. So that's one of the things I did.
You have a tree in your house?
Oh,
my. Yeah, it's really healthy to have some plants, as long as you take care of them. You don't want any, like, if the tree was dying, that would be, like, so bad in my knowledge quad to have a dying tree. Like, think about what that represents. So I just have to take care of it. And so, just things like that, you know, water in your career's gua is good, and the color's purple, things that mean wealth to you are go in the wealth gua, like gold and purples and majestic stuff.
Then Nancy's whole room is...
Oh my gosh, I'm probably so rich!
Well, wouldn't you know if you are or not?
Well, you need to balance it out. I mean, in your room, you need to have all of the guas represented. You can't just have, like, all wealth in one room. I mean, you could, but it's not very, it doesn't have that balanced.
So can I ask you a question? What does it represent that now Susie doesn't live in her room anymore?
She has a new room, so what?
Well, I know, but for a little while there, she wasn't going to have a room.
Well, that's before I fixed up her room, too. And now Ellie has a room, too, so we're all actually really happy. And I think that it'll improve my whole, like, family dynamic to have this, the chi flowing well, and the energy so well leveled and balanced.
Well, I have to check it out. Does it make, like, the food cooking at Bamboo Terrace more efficient and stuff? Like,
I'm sure it will.
Really? We should all head on over there and take a look.
Bamboo Terrace feast meal.
Yeah. All right, so that's it for Pleasantville News. I'm sure there'll be some more. Right now, we're actually all just taking a break from filming to record right now, actually.
Yes.
I'm actually in the movie for a little bit here.
I don't know if you're even in it, Paul.
I'm kind of an extra, but I might be in it.
You guys,
I'm in it.
Get dish. I'm hardly in this scene.
I'm in it.
Well, you should.
This funny. This scene is all about Teresa.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it totally is. And, like, everybody else in the
kind
the
of
thing that we're filming.
Myself being in the scene.
It's a break, Nan. You get a break.
Weird to shit on the spotlight.
Yeah. Don't worry about it, though. We're almost done with this movie. It's pretty
kind
amazing.
Kind of missed the spotlight.
Don't worry. You'll get it back. Anyway, so that's it for Pleasantville News. We'll probably have some more when we're all done filming. But for website news, for our dolls.net website news, we have added a couple new things to the for sale page, including, get this, 2010 calendars in three different sizes. Have you guys seen these?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm on the March page doing some Irish dancing.
You're also on the front.
But you know.
I am?
On the cover, yeah.
You should definitely get it.
Well, yes, it has a picture for every month.
Yeah, so they're full-color pictures, and they've got all the holidays marked in there, and we've been thinking about doing calendars for a really long time, but it's expensive to make calendars, so we've been trying to figure out how to make it inexpensively at our houses, so, you know, so that we don't have to charge you a ridiculous amount of money to get one of these. So now they're pretty affordable and they look nice too. So
you can see our pretty little faces every month.
Yeah. And they come in three different sizes, which is my favorite part. There's a big one that you can put up, you know, in your house and like by the phone or whatever. And then there's a middle-sized one that's kind of like you can hang it up on the wall in your room or, you know, if you don't have a full wall for a calendar kind of thing. It's like a smaller version. And then there's a doll-sized version.
Oh, I love that one. It looks so cute.
A doll-sized version.
Yeah.
Which, that's my favorite, I think.
Of course, we all are very happy that we were acknowledged and got a doll-sized version of this new product.
I know. People should acknowledge our size a little bit more instead of making everything so big all the time.
I know. Come on. We need more doll-sized stuff. And the other thing that's new, it's kind of new. Nafi's blog collection number one is available on DVD.
Nafi's blog collection number one is now available on DVD.
So, Nafi, why would somebody get the DVD since all of your blogs are already on YouTube?
Excuse me? Why wouldn't they? I mean, you get to see them all in their even higher, better quality. I mean, gosh, those YouTube videos, those are nothing until you see them on a big screen. And then you can see every little detail better. And then also, you get to see a blooper video of all the funny little things that went, didn't make it into the blog because they just didn't really have anything to do with the blog. But they're still funny, so we wanted to put them on. And so if you get this little DVD blog collection, you can have them, and then if YouTube collapses and fails, you will never lose your Nafi blogs.
Well, they're also pretty good for people who don't have YouTube, you know, if you know, you wanted to show it to your grandma or something, and she doesn't watch YouTube, then you could say, hey, look at this DVD, let me put it on for you, something like that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's, I mean, if you have, like, a little baby that is a friend of yours or something, and they don't know how to use a computer, you can just send them off a Nafi blog DVD.
Yeah.
Yes.
So there's lots of good reasons to purchase the blog DVD. And we also had a trivia contest on the message board, and Melissa did win a copy of the DVD. And
yes.
Quinlan won one of the calendars, too. So that was pretty exciting.
Was it a dollar-sized one?
No, it was one of the big ones. Really nice, big, glassy
nice.
One.
It's very nice.
Yeah.
Okay, we gotta move on. We're spending too much time on this section.
Excuse me? This is my time to shine.
Oh, sorry, you can
my
shine.
My time to shine.
Your time to shine is over. Okay, goodbye.
Thanks for joining me for the latest news from Pleasantville. See you next time.
Hey, this is Alexander Chen from the Bamboo Terrace Chinese Restaurant in downtown Pleasantville. Here at Bamboo Terrace, we pride ourselves on our quick, friendly service and high-quality food. If you are interested in getting food delivered to your home or wish to have a fine dining experience out on the town, we suggest you call MMA8 for reservations. That's MMA8. See you soon!
Oh my gosh, we are already in the main discussion, right into the heart of the podcast.
Yep, yep.
We are going to discuss a person, alright? This person is called Lisa DeVecamont. She works at the bank, and she has a little sister called Krem. And she, where did she come from again?
France.
Well, kind of. She's of French descent.
She has some kind of French background. For some reason, she likes crazy.
That's probably why she has the last name Vivica Ma. It sounds very French.
Oh, we did French?
I think so.
It looks Dutch to me, but that's just... I think she just likes the idea of being French because it's fashionable. So.
Yeah, Lisa really likes fashion. She always has the cutest outfits. Like, she really, she always looks so cute.
Yeah, she's obsessed with fashion. She's like the only modern girl that I ever see going into Crystal's,
Oh my gosh, you would see her
Crystal's
always.
Hairline.
It's like she can't even brush her own hair. It's not that hard, people. She has to make Crystal put it a little flower in it or something like that.
Well, she likes being taken care of.
No, she just wants to make sure that she's always in with the right people. And the way you get in with Crystal is you pay her money to do your hair.
Well, she likes Crystal a lot because Crystal is so fashionable and she can make these wonderful, stylish clothes and things, you know?
Oh, right.
Well, Lisa's really obsessed with fashion. Why is she obsessed with fashion? Alex, you talk to Lisa the most of all of us here.
Sort of.
What is her deal with fashion?
She just likes to be the best at everything, pretty much. So, I mean, it's not even, fashion. She's obsessed with being good, like, perfect at everything. And, like, the most organized. She wants to be the one who eats out at the restaurants the most, who has, like, the newest clothes, who works the hardest at her job and is the most perfect at her job, has the most organized house, and is just always doing things right on time. That's
what I think.
And is
that why her and Laura are so competitive at sports?
Probably just because they're opposites. I mean, Laura is pretty much everything that Lisa isn't. Not that Laura's, like, not perfect at all, but, like, she's just, you know, a different style. You know what I mean, right?
Well, but they're always, like, because Laura's good at sports, she, Lisa feels really challenged by that, so she keeps trying to be good at sports. She's not really that good at sports.
Lisa tries to be perfect at sports, but she's not.
Well, because she wants to be perfect at everything, but that doesn't mean she is.
Yeah.
And she doesn't ever let herself say that she's not good at something, so she always accepts Laura's challenges. Because
she's like a perfectionist version of Angelica. Like, she has to try everything, but she has to be perfect at it.
Yeah. And she's kind of freaky about it.
Well, I don't know, she's funny. And she does a good job at the bank, for sure, because Celine Windmill used to be terrible at the
bank. Oh my gosh, it's so nice that she's always there if you need to cash your checks, because people need somebody reliable working at a bank, don't you think?
Well, yeah, otherwise they should be fired.
Yeah, I mean, it's the money you're dealing with.
Yeah. Work. And so Lisa's really good at, like, sending out all the taxes on time and keeping everything organized, and her bank's always really clean, like, with little, seasonal sweeties and, coffee and tea and stuff.
Well, my little sister Maymay and Crystal's little sister Vera, hang out in the bank roof. They're actually gonna live there now, and, just cause they won't come down when they go up there, because Vera likes to fly.
Oh, my.
And so she flies, Maymay up there, and they like to hang out. And Lisa really doesn't like that for some reason. I think she thinks they're messy or something up there. She doesn't like that they're, like, having little ceremonies and, like, burning incense up in the bank roof when she's trying to be, spotless.
Isn't that a safety hazard?
Well, I don't know if it's real incense, or I don't know. They just like to pretend. I don't know what they do, because I've never been up there before, but she always tells them to get out of the roof, but for some reason, Mr. Merriman kind of has a soft spot for them and wants them to be able to live up there, so I don't know why, but they like it.
Okay, well, you know, really Lisa has her little trials and tribulations, which includes having to put up with Maymay and Vera
and having her, opposite work in the same building. You know how frustrating that must be for her being Miss Perfect to have Miss, Messy in the same house?
Well, it's a checks and balance, right? That's
exactly
what should be going on in the government.
Well, and also now she has to share it with Laura, which probably isn't her cup of tea.
Exactly. Well, so who are her favorite people?
Crystal.
Well, she loves Crystal because Crystal can help her get where she wants to be, which is fashionable and
Crystal
popular.
Crystal can help
rich.
Her be perfect in every way by redesigning her house and redoing her hair and getting her new makeover clothes.
Outside stuff, though.
I mean, oh yes, her real friend is actually Susanna.
Yeah, Susie and her are very similar because they're both perfectionists. They're not similar in every way. Like, Susie is not as into fashion or,
Susie's more into business and money making.
They kind of have an interesting friendship.
It works different for them, though. It's kind of a competitive friendship.
It's more like Lisa always telling Susie everything she's good at.
And Susie saying, okay, that's great. Let's go get
Susie's like the little puppy dog that follows her around.
Coffee at the Grumpy Troll.
But they love... I don't know if it's, like, good for Susie because she just kind of goes along. I don't know. I think she kind of idolizes Lisa a little bit. She doesn't really do any of the stuff that Lisa... Or she's just not as perfect as Lisa, and I think she wants to be, but all she does is kind of follow Lisa around and, like, try and copy everything she does. Like, she even tried to make her voice sound like Lisa.
What?
Isn't that weird?
Hi.
Right. Susie didn't used to talk like that.
Yeah.
I forgot. Well, now, her and Lisa and Felicity are all friends.
Oh, no. We don't need any more Felicities. Felicity is one and
all. Well, seeing as they're all trying to be perfectionists, maybe they would get along, except it's very competitive, probably.
Anybody would not last in the same room as the three of them.
No.
It's kind of freaky.
It's a good thing we're not in school anymore, because that competition would be fierce.
Oh, man. Yeah. It would be, like, impossible to get
I mean, it used to be so bad between Susie and Felicity competing for the best grades.
With Lisa there?
It would be, well...
It would be...
It would be crazy.
Two times as worse.
See, well, they're not in proper school, so I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, just Sonya.
First chair.
Okay, so what do we like about Lisa?
I like how good she is at her job. I like how she supports all the businesses by visiting them regularly. She's, she balances her, everyday activities very well. She does a little bit of everything, which is, you can't really say that for a lot of people. You know, they don't ever get around to doing everything they need to. So she just, she's very organized. I like that about her.
Yeah, I like that, too, when it comes to the way she runs the bank, because I definitely appreciate how clean the bank always is and how nice and inviting it is, even though, you know, sometimes she can be a little bit annoyed when people are lining up and asking her to start working and she's not ready yet because
she's
still eating
her peppermint mocha.
She's still eating or something.
Yes. I think she's kind of funny. I think she's hilarious.
Yeah.
Really?
I like to laugh at her.
Oh.
No, you...
I mean, I like to laugh with her, right? Is that a nice thing to say?
Yeah.
I just think she's funny to listen to and watch.
I just think she's amusing.
She's kind of hard for me to take seriously, but she's
Well, I don't think she's annoying. I just think she's kind of amusing, like you said.
Yes.
Okay, so what do we dislike about Lisa?
I dislike some things about Lisa.
I dislike the way she talks.
yes. I'm not going to imitate it because I don't want to be that annoying.
That would sound really funny in your voice.
Yes, it would. And, oh, yuck. I didn't like the way she talks. The attitude.
Yeah.
She has an attitude towards people sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes
just that's what happens when you think you're the best of everything. It's kind of shook up.
Yeah. All right, so what is her role in Pleasantville?
Well, she keeps the bank up very nicely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've all decided that she's good at her job. She supports the businesses.
Yes, she supports the community.
She definitely supports Crystal's Hair Salon and the
Bamboo Terrace
boutique.
And Grumpy Troll.
Yeah, and all the restaurants. She doesn't, I don't think she even knows how to cook anything, which is, might be the reason why she's always going to the restaurants, because she just doesn't have the time. She'd rather pay people to do things than
That's probably
do
the
it
one
herself.
Business she doesn't go to is the food stand.
Buying food, yeah.
But except for dog food and things.
Well, yeah. But she's, you know, she's buying our food through anything she buys at a restaurant. Anyway.
You know, something we haven't discussed is her little sister. That's one thing she doesn't.
I was just going to bring that up because Krem is her little sister, and Krem works kind of for us at the food stand because she does deliveries. And she spends a lot of time sitting next to whoever's running the food stand. So, a lot of the time, Lisa will kick Krem out of the house if she's busy, like, redecorating or working on something important. Or if Mrs. Merriman is about to come calling or something like that.
It's not in a mean way. She's not, like, actually kicking her out of the house.
But she says, I don't have room. Like,
Krem, go and play somewhere. I'm really busy.
Yeah, so we actually made a little makeshift bed in our barn out of, like, some hay bales and stuff so she can stay there if she's ever, like, not able to get inside her house.
Because Lisa's just always kind of thinking about herself.
Yeah.
So she's not thinking about she's not trying to be mean to Krem or anything. She's just always thinking about how she needs to be perfect, how her room needs to be perfect, and Krem's just sort of kind of on the back burner of her thoughts, I think.
Right. And Krem's really good about it. She's very, 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 very patient with Lisa.
I would not be that patient.
No.
It was me.
I wouldn't either. Okay, well, that's it on Lisa. Devekama, I hope you guys kind of have a better idea of what she's like. Maybe we'll have her on here to guest host sometime and then you'll hear her voice.
Krem is really cute.
Yeah, Krem's a little jewel.
Yeah.
She's so cute. Anyway, we'll talk about Krem another day.
We will.
See you guys later. Now it's time for Laura's Letter of the Week.
Hey, this is Laura. I've got a letter.
Whoa. Okay, this one is from Rachel Merriman to Sonia. And this letter was back when Sonia was in the Netherlands. So Rachel is writing to Sonia in the Netherlands. Yeah. My dear Sonia, how very exciting it is to receive mail from as far away as Holland. Are there many windmills and frozen ponds? Little boys and girls in wooden shoes? 'Tis such a long time since you, Crystal, and Suzanne departed from Pleasantville. I begin to wonder if you shall ever return. Calling hour is about to commence, so I must off and change into something suitable. Do return home soon. Sincerely, Rachel V. Merriman.
Darlings, this is Crystal Purr from Crystal's Hair Salon. My hair salon is by far the finest in the area, and I have never completed a hairstyle without receiving compliments on its quality and artistry. Call BEUT1 today to get an appointment for a hairstyling, curling, or special treatment. Crystal's Hair Salon also offers a wide selection of hair care products and intricately crafted jewelry. Call fast while appointments last, and you will certainly look the best. Welcome to Mrs. Merriman's Household Management column. Here I will be reading my articles from the Pleasantville Gazette, telling you how to make your home proper, clean, and organized. This issue's column is going to be written on the matter of the post. I realize that this may not be part of your idea of a well-run household, but over my calls during the holidays, I must admit that I noticed quite a few things about the houses in Pleasantville. Besides the annoyance of being treated rather rudely at nearly every house I visited, why, only one person remembered to ask me for my coat at the door. Really? I also noticed a rather disturbing trend. In every house, somewhere in the corner on a desk, or quite prominently on the table at which we were seated, or even worse, on the bedside table, was a haphazard stack of assorted envelopes with dates going as far back as April of last year. A lady who wishes to be looked well upon in society is courteous, tidy, and prompt. All of these manners are observed at balls and parties, at sewing circles, and, for the most part, during calling hour. However, the same rules of etiquette must be applied to the post. First of all, on the matter of personal letters. Personal letters are meant to be a continual conversation, not an interview that is brought up every 6 months. Letters become stale and boring when they are not kept up over shorter amounts of time. Missives that contain questions that date them, like, "What are you going to dress up as for the masked ball?" offer no intellectual stimulation if you read it right before going to a Valentine's party. One must make a pact with oneself to write back to a letter on the day that it is received, or to discontinue the correspondence with those to whom the conversation has become stale. A rule that I have used to help correspond quicker is to not allow myself to read the letter until I have sat down to respond. Often, you will read through a letter and then the excitement is gone. You will leave it there and later realize that you never wrote back to it. Second of all, on the matter of bills, it is never fashionable for a lady to display the items of her wealth, but even worse, the items of her debt. A bill is a form of debt. A stack of bills sitting on the same table as your tea during calling hour screams of a lady who does not stay on top of her finances. Pay the bills, mark them as paid, and then take them out to the trash. They do not belong in the fashionable areas of the house. That is very, very important. Third of all, on the matter of mailboxes. The mailboxes in Pleasantville are unsightly and scarred. Many of the mailboxes are wobbly and fall down in the dirt or snow quite regularly. Secure your box so it does not behave in this manner. Repaint the box and write your family's name and address clearly and fashionably on the side. Fix the flag so that it works. There is nothing worse than a mailbox sitting idle with 3-week-old bills and checks sitting inside it while the dust collects upon them. Fourth of all, on the matter of calling cards. A calling card is like an invitation by phone to attend a friend for tea. It is not an item to keep on the tray where you hold your cookies or scones. If you do not have a separate dish for calling cards, create one, and keep this dish in your bedchamber or office, not on the dining room table. Best of all, put it in your embroidered handbag, where you can bring it with you. Thank you for listening to my advice column. I shall see you all again sometime soon. I hope that our paths shall meet again. Goodbye and good day.
Strange things are said about people in Suzanne Wicken's gossip column. We're here to decipher the gossip for you. Hello! It's Teresa, and I've got more unpublished gossip!
Where do you get this unpublished gossip, Teresa? You're telling us something.
What about the new published gossip?
Oh, well, that's what was the unpublished gossip last week.
Oh, okay.
We always get the gossip ahead of time. I'm asking you, avoided my question, how do you get the gossip first?
If I told you, then it wouldn't be a secret.
Who says it has to be a secret?
She just said it's a secret, basically.
Because then it wouldn't be unpublished if I told everyone.
Right, so tell us now and it will be published.
All right. Well, the first one. Clara Montoya has severe memory problems and has to repeat herself over and over to remember small things.
What did she say? Creme brulee, creme brulee, creme brulee, creme brulee, creme brulee.
I don't know.
I mean, she used to like to sing about hamburgers when she was little and go routing
hamburger.
But that's not something she does these days. I mean, she might have been saying sweet chop. Wait, it wasn't about food that she said necessarily. It was just she has memory problems, so she repeats words.
Memory problems? Huh.
I don't think that Clara has memory problems.
No, she's not serious.
Oh, okay.
No, Mrs. Wicken is obviously playing off something here. I don't know what
It's easy, just because she maybe said, hello, hello, twice. Or she said maybe, hello, hello, hello.
Oh, she says that sometimes.
And they're saying hello 3 times. It's repeating yourself.
Paul does that too. Come on, everybody does that.
It must have been something a little bit else.
Well, I know what it is.
Okay.
I think it's, probably when she was going to get some supplies for making her little sweet things for her shop, she was just singing, you know, oh, three eggs and three flour, three eggs and three flour. You know how you do that just to remember what you need to get? You just say it. Sometimes you do it in your head. You just think it over and over and over.
I need some Ralphie Jammies. I need some Ralphie Jammies.
I need to get three eggs and I need to get a bag of chocolate chips. You have to remember it.
Three
potatoes.
She
just says it out loud, probably. And so Mrs. Wiccan comes up with that she has severe memory problems.
You know, I think Suzanne is getting a little bit desperate. That's not very... it's just that that could be anybody.
Well, yeah, but she likes making fun of
Clara. I know.
Yes. Okay, so next.
All right. Josefina steals from her sisters.
Oh, dear.
Really? I don't know what this one's from.
Well, maybe it was on Christmas morning and somebody else had more sweets and she said...
Maybe she borrowed some chocolate. Borrowed some chocolate.
Doesn't seem like something she would do.
No.
No.
I bet she just borrowed something and Suzanne just wasn't there when she said, can I please borrow this?
Yes. Probably something like, you know, she already planned this out with Clara that she would borrow some money of Clara's or something, but she just came up to Clara's money box and took $1 out or something.
Well, yeah, I mean, I bet Suzanne just didn't hear the whole conversation.
Oh, you know what I bet it is?
What?
What?
Well, you know how Clara has that box of candy?
Right.
With a little slot, and you can pay some, and it comes out the slot. I love pushing the little slot down, and the candy comes out.
My gosh, I love candy, too.
Yes. Yeah, no, you're always at Clara's Sweet Shop.
Yeah, well, it's right next to my store, so when I have a lunch break, I go and get some candy.
But
that
anyways,
fun.
Probably, since Josefina and Clara are such good friends, and since they're from the same family, Josefina probably took some candy out of it without paying or something. But
yeah.
I'm sure Clara wouldn't mind.
Probably
no.
not. Clara's always giving me free candy and saying, once you sample this, and let me know what you think of it.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like me and Anna are her taste testers because we're friends. Which
oh,
is a really
I wish I was
fun
a taste
job.
Tester.
I like being Clara's taste tester. Because she doesn't like to taste it herself because she's all sick of it by then.
So Suzanne just doesn't know how the Montoya family works.
No.
Yes. She doesn't know how a lot of the families work.
And that all the siblings trust each other, basically.
Yes. All right. The Merrymans can't afford to buy any fabric that isn't yellow.
Really new.
Huh. Ooh. Where would that come from? Did Felicity just buy a bunch of yellow fabric?
No. The last time I saw her in Town Square, she was walking away with a bunch of pink fabric.
Yeah, that's
and
what
white
I thought.
Fabric.
She got a whole bunch of fabric recently. With her nose stuck up in the air, like, I have very important places and things to do with
yes,
this.
Yes, it's probably part of her port... it's probably part of her court ball gowns that she's about to make.
No.
But, she hasn't ever made... She made one yellow dress, ever.
Right.
I mean, I think we each have a yellow dress, but...
Mrs. Merriman's, new gown is yellow.
Yes.
She hasn't even finished
it
yet.
She just pinned one together. She doesn't like to finish them. She likes to pin them, but my mother will never sew on the snaps. That's the part she doesn't like. So she leaves it unfinished and then somebody else
And the problem is she usually advises Felicity to do the same.
She says, oh, see, Felicity, this is how I do it. And then she, when Felicity is doing her dress, and so Felicity ends up saying, oh, I guess I will leave the snaps off. And so that's why my mammy was just looking through all of our dresses and saying, girls, you cannot wear these anymore until you have snaps on them. So she pretty much took away all of our dresses and said, you are not allowed to wear any of these until you show the snaps on, because she says it's not polite to be out in public without snaps on your dress.
Oh, well, that's a good idea.
It's not good to be with your dress pinned together. But she doesn't tell my mommy that because my mommy would not agree at all.
Well, she'd probably agree that it's not polite to run around with a dress that's open in the back.
Well, she never leaves it open. She just pins it. And it's kind of dangerous. I mean, what if you fall over? I mean, you might run into somebody and you got a pin in you.
Yeah. Well, Mrs. Merriman, I think, gets away with it because she's always stands so still.
Yes.
Doesn't even sit down.
Big old problem. It was me because I jump up and down all the time.
Ouch.
I run into walls.
Well, anyways, we were talking about yellow fabric.
Oh, yes.
Right. Yellow fabric. The Merrymans can't afford any fabric that's not yellow. Is that what it was?
Somebody went and bought some yellow fabric.
Probably just they had a point where they bought a lot of yellow fabric or something.
Huh. Seems like this was recent.
Well, it's gotta be if it's not published.
Yeah.
Recent.
Something about my mommy, borrowing... Oh, I think Suzanne had her fabric, and she bought the fabric from Suzanne, and said, I have to have yellow fabric or something.
And Suzanne and she didn't pay for it?
No, I bet she paid for it, but she might have said something like, it has to be yellow. I don't want any other color than yellow, maybe.
Probably, or something maybe. Like that. I don't know.
I have okay. to have a yellow dress.
All right, well, here's the next one. The Merryman's maid tells lies and accuses people of stealing.
Which maid?
Oh, it means Rose.
Rose or Mammy? Oh, Rose. Okay. Well, that makes sense.
That must not be recent because Rose got fired.
What? Really?
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen her for ages. I think she might have taken off or she got fired or something.
Oh, wow.
Well, there's no difference because she didn't do anything anyway. But
so all that gossip could be true about her?
Could be.
What was the gossip?
Did she steal my silverware?
She tells lies
that
and...
she tells lies and accuses people of stealing. So it isn't that she steals herself, she accuses people of stealing.
Maybe she had made a pie, and she said, and then she snitched some, and then she said, I bet. William, you ate my pie! So that means she was lying, because she actually did it, and she was accusing William. Huh.
Or, well, it doesn't have to mean that she was actually the one that stole it. What if she had, like...
I didn't do it.
I know. Okay. Who said this was about a pie?
I said it was about a pie, figuratively speaking.
Yeah, as an example. Doesn't mean it's actually about a pie.
Well, figuratively speaking, we're talking about a pie.
Okay, but what if it was something else? Like, Rose was at the grocery store.
Or, like, at my restaurant.
I don't Maybe. Think Rose ever went to your restaurant. Oh,
but that's too bad. I mean, she probably would have liked it.
Yeah, but she probably couldn't afford it. She was probably at the Rainbow Farms at my food stand, and she was probably getting some groceries, and see, I kind of vaguely remember this.
I know what it is.
Am I, like, on the right track
yes,
here?
Yes, you
okay,
are.
So she was getting some groceries for Mammy for the for the Merryman's Feast Meal or something, some big feast.
Yeah, and we have lots of food at our feast meal.
And I think that Mrs. Wiccan was shopping at the same time, was she? Or somebody else was shopping at the same time and took the bags of food and...
No, I know what it is!
Go ahead, Teresa. Right. You almost
well,
got it.
You know how Rose dawdles all the time? So, I think she sat down on the chair that Catherine and Crystal's bench outside of their house.
Right.
She sat down there with her groceries. And since she was taking so long, Mammy probably came down there and took the groceries so she could start on the feast meal. And then Rose was just stuck there, and when she finally woke up from daydreaming, she noticed that the bag was gone and accused someone of stealing it.
Probably Crystal.
Oh, wow. I think I remember that. There was, like, a huge deal about it. Or there was something really noisy going on.
No, it wasn't about Mammy. It was about Crystal. Because then...
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I remember. Okay, yes. go ahead.
And so that bag of food was just lying out there, and then Crystal just saw a bag of food lying out there.
Well,
and
Rose
she
wandered
that,
off somewhere and left
yes,
it
there. Yeah,
Crystal like, thought somebody just left her... A present of food outside her door.
Or that Catherine left it outside or something. And so she fed
oh my
it
gosh.
To the pets.
Because I think she told Catherine to go out and get some food, and Catherine never did it. But she looked outside, and there was food there. So she just took it in and
cooked it.
And started cooking it for her pets.
So then Rose never knew actually where it went and thought somebody stole it, which actually
yes.
Crystal did. But Crystal didn't know she was stealing it. Oh, my gosh. It was just like a big mess.
Right.
Oh,
so,
wow. That's really confusing, isn't it?
Well, so, no wonder Rose was fired. So, is that it, Teresa?
Yes.
Okay, I don't know what's next, but it'll be something.
Rainbow Farms is the only place in Pleasantville where you can buy all your groceries in one place. We sell fresh produce, meat, dairy products, bread, firewood, and much more. Come visit us right smack in the middle of town square. We now have cherries, horse chestnuts, shrimp, and lots of firewood for sale. See you soon!
Here are letters that you have sent to me in Noffy's mailbag.
Just kidding, I actually do know what is coming next. It's my mailbag! Noffy's mailbag with my letters from my wonderful fans.
Yay!
I mean our fans. We have some fun letters from all you guys. The first one is one that is from Hannah Phillips. She says she's our number one fan. Oh, that is a sweet thing to say. My name is Hannah, and I had an idea about the seventh Noffy blog. Well, in the first Noffy blog, she said, I'll be sure to show you all around Pleasantville, so you'll feel like you live right here with me. Yes, I love Noffy that much. Well, you could make Noffy in a seventh blog showing us all around Pleasantville, such as the Merriment House, the Parkington's Mansion, the apartments, all of them if possible. The Pleasantville Post, you know, all of your great town. Well, write back and tell me what you think. Sincerely, Hannah Phillips. Well, that's a good idea. I mean, I do want to do that eventually, show all the places, but I don't know if I'd want to go through the whole town at once, because then I'd run out of blogs.
Probably each blog would be a different place.
That's a very good idea, Hannah. Thank you very much. And I think that I will do it. I think I will go to all the places, but just not maybe all in one blog. So if you keep watching my blogs, you'll end up seeing every little place, because I'll keep blogging until I'm 100 years old.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
That's a lot to promise.
I'm not going to promise that, actually, but I'm just, you know, saying it anyway.
Okay.
If you like it, okay.
All right.
Oh, by the way, thank you so much that you said that you like Noffy a lot. I like you, too. Oh, gosh, Kirsten, you have a question.
Other than Kaya, who was your BFF?
My what?
BFF?
I don't know what that means.
BFF? Best friend forever. Oh, best friend forever, huh?
Yeah.
Well, Kaya's fun to hang out with.
Other than Kaya. Don't you like Felicity?
No, Felicity and I are not.
They're like opposites. They're like Lisa and Laura.
Fs?
Oh.
Josefina. Josefina and I have a lot in common, so we always hang out whenever our families hang out. So I would say Josefina and Kaya. But Josefina and Kaya don't really get along very well. So both of them, but separately.
Okay, Teresa, your turn. We need to get questions here.
Oh!
I will read it to you. Would you ever go into the modern times, like the windmills? Thanks, from the Larsons.
No, I don't think I would. Because I have seen what it does, and it's like Elizabeth. She has jumped out of her time period, and I don't think it is quite right.
God, I know how she did
it. She has gone into the 20s.
Oh my gosh, the 20s.
And she listens to things like, take me out to the ball game all the time on her little thing that
it's
plays.
It's called a gramophone.
Oh, a gramophone. And she wears short skirts and things. And I don't think that's quite right for our time period.
How short?
You can see her ankles.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, my gosh.
And she's not even wearing tights.
Okay, well, anyway, she can do what she wants, right? I just need to know because I want to scoot forward so I can play things like Brahms and Beethoven.
I wouldn't do that if I were you, Nancy. What? Elizabeth has always done it. I mean, Elizabeth has already done it, and I don't think that it worked out, so.
But see, Elizabeth would do it for a different reason than me. I want to do it because I don't want to just play Mozart and Haydn music. I want to skip ahead and play some modern composers like Brahms and Beethoven.
How do you know about them?
I don't know because my mind is a little bit ahead of my time period, but I can't play it yet. I'm not allowed to have the music.
Aww.
All right.
So I'm just taking it on, and I'm trying to write it myself. But yeah. I'm not as good as him yet.
So Teresa would not go modern because she thinks it does weird things to the head.
Excuse me? Are you saying my head is weird?
No.
Okay. Well, here's another question for you, Teresa. Grace, Marianne, and their dolls want to know, how has prepper school been going on? Do they only have it through the school year?
Prepper school has kind of come to a standstill for now because everyone got a really hard piece of homework and they still haven't done it.
What's the homework?
To sew part of the top of their new prepper school uniform blouses.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
So,
showing. I don't know.
What do you have to do for it?
It's taken everyone a long time. It has a bunch of tucks and pleats in it.
Basically, we have proper school when everybody's ready for it.
Yes.
And people haven't been ready after doing all their homework and stuff for a long time. So that's why we haven't had it. All right, Kirsten, you've got a question from Alicia. She says, what does Kirsten's dad do for a job?
Oh, my dad works at the food stand, and he runs our farm.
So do you guys all have the same job?
Well, yeah, because it's just working on a farm. We do all the things that you do on a farm. We take care of our animals, and we harvest our food, and we keep up the farm. Like, he keeps all the fences strong and the bridges strong so we can get to everything. And then we each take turns sitting at the food stand when we're done with our chores. So he does the same thing as all of us, but we all have different parts of the farm that we run, you know? So, that's my dad's job. It's not as exciting as being governor or anything, but he does run the only farm in Pleasantville, so that's something.
Yeah, we kind of need the food and stuff.
Yeah, see, you know.
Yeah, like, everybody really depends on your food stand.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. Look at you.
Okay, Nafi, what is your favorite dress to wear around town?
From IvyFan 2009.
Oh, it is easy. I like to wear my red dress. The red dress that I made for myself. It's bright, pretty red, and it has little white sleeves and a little white thing around. I think I wear it in my first blog. I don't know.
Yes.
I think so.
You do.
And that's my favorite dress of all time because it's not so tight, so I don't end up popping the buttons all the time. You see, when my mommy makes me dresses, she makes them really tight so I can have a tiny little waist. And I don't like that because then I can't play around in the mud and play my piano and stuff without the buttons popping.
Right.
And so I like this dress because it's nice and loose and I can, you know, jump up and down and do a bunch of crazy stuff and it. Does it really well with me.
Okay. All right, Alicia.
Yeah, I like the color.
Alicia says, hey, I love everything about NafiCast, the entertainment, the laughter, and the updates of what is going on in Pleasantville. I love Kirsten's sense of humor, Teresa's dramatic talk, and Nafi's funny stories. You guys are the best. I have a suggestion. How about on NafiCast, you could have a fan club? It could be a big hit.
Fan club for NafiCast? That's a good idea.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Usually, the people who are the people you're talking about don't start the fan club.
I'm going to start my own NafiCast fan club. But see, that's a little bit weird if I started my NafiCast fan club because I am NafiCast. So, I might as well just keep doing NafiCast instead of making a fan for myself.
So that's a great idea.
I think that would be a little bit big-headed of me to say that I'm my biggest fan.
Yeah. I don't think we'll be starting our own fan clubs.
If you want to start a fan club, I will be happy to acknowledge and tell everybody to be in it.
And support it, but yeah, for sure. If you want to start one, that would be great. It's just, we probably wouldn't do that.
Yeah, well, if you want, I'm here to talk about it.
Okay, well, so that's it for the mailbag this week. So we're doing something new. We're going to tell you ahead of time who the special guest is going to be for the next episode, so you can send in some questions for that person.
Oh, that's a cool idea.
Like, you know, if people had questions for you, Alex, they could have asked you, but we didn't have it put together for that. So,
sorry.
But it was fun talking about your feng shui thing. Anyway.
Feng shui.
Right. So our next special host will be Kaya Atomai. If we can get her, I hope.
It might be hard. It's going to have to take a lot of guts to go up there to her cave.
No, not really.
It's kind of scary.
No, it's
especially
not.
Since she's probably never heard of NafiCast.
No, you just
don't tell her what it is. Just say, do you want to come and cheat?
Well, let's do it at my house, okay? And I'll just go get her. It'll be easy. Okay,
you get to go and tell her to come. Teresa and I are not going to do it.
You guys can just hang out at my house, and I'll go get her.
Okay.
And then I'll say, hey, Kaya, do you want to talk into a stick for a little while?
You think she knows what a microphone is?
No, but it doesn't matter. You just tell her something to talk about. She'll talk about it.
Okay.
Okay, so send in your questions for her so they can be answered on the show.
So think about Kaya, and what would you like to ask her? She'll be there if we can get her to come. And we'll be lucky if we can get her to come. So have your questions ready.
All right, that's it for the mailbag. See you next time.
Got any questions for Nafi? Send them in to NafiCast@hotmail.com. We'll be right back. Well, I guess we're coming to the end of NaviCast episode number 11.
But that means we're getting closer to episode number 12.
Yes, what's exciting about number 12? I guess I'm 12 years old.
Yeah.
That's great. It's gonna be my birthday. Well, it's not.
Well, no.
But it's gonna be as old as me.
Yay.
Except it's in episodes instead of years. It's
yeah.
So, we're going to end this week, we're going to end this episode with my challenge for you guys, and this one is that you should look in your refrigerator, and when you have your breakfast, you should have yourself some toast, and then you should put some strawberry jelly on it, and you should pretend that you're eating Noffy's jammies for breakfast. Since I can't actually send you Noffy's jammies, then at least you can pretend that you have my Noffy's jammies, because I want everybody to have them.
Yay!
So that's my challenge.
That's good.
Yes. And so, before we leave, I just want to remind you to send in any questions or comments or anything about that as an email to NaviCast@hotmail.com. And just a reminder to send in your questions for Kaya Antonmai. He's going to be on the show next week.
Hopefully.
next time, if we have it in the next, I think it's 2 weeks or something.
Yeah.
And don't forget, our dolls is on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter. So, you want to fan us and follow us, subscribe to us, and just do everything about NaviCast. And let us know who you are, where you come from, how old you are, and that kind of stuff. Because you know what we have? We have people listening to NaviCast from all around the world now.
Yay.
So, that is, we've gone intergalactically national.
Not really intergalactic yet.
We've gone internationally famous.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for listening to all of us talking about Pleasantville. It is our pleasure to be here for you. So, that's the end of the show. I'm Noffy Merriman.
Teresa Burke.
And I'm Kristen Larson.
And I'm Alexander Chen.
See you
and
next time.
Thanks for being on the show, Alex. It was nice having you.
Oh, thanks so much. Bye, guys.
Just a minute. 1, 2, 3, go.
Is it recording?
It is recording.
All right, dear. Hello and welcome to
just a minute. Mother, don't move your arms.
Why not?
Because I didn't want you to pick up in the recording.
Why?
No creaky arms.
All right.
In it.
You're going to have to turn up the microphone. I don't speak very loudly.
Come towards the microphone, then.
I can't.
How come?
I am sitting below the microphone. There.
It will point towards you, then.
All right.
The floor is yours, Mother. Take it away.
Thank you.
Just a minute.
I will.
Ready, set, and take it away.
Shouldn't it stay here?
Take it right here.
Take it.
Take it. Take it, Mommy.
Yes, dear. Mrs. Merriman's household advice column. Stop laughing, Nan. Teresa. Goodness, girls. All right. Mrs. Merriman's household advice column. Goodbye and good day.
Well, Mommy, you're getting pretty emotional about those mailboxes.
Oh, dear, was I? It is a matter of personal annoyance to me, that might be why.
I can tell.
Know what it is.
Okay.
Now, how do you always know the answer, too? Teresa, are you telling us, are you actually writing the gossip column and having Suzanne Wicken as your pen name? Are you in cahoots? Are you in a cahootie?
No! I'm not!
Because you always know the answers and you also always have the new gossip. It's like you write it.
No, I don't.
Okay, so what is it?
Well, I don't actually think that. I'm just.
Oh, well, thank you. I think it's, you know.
Got it.
You know how Rose dawdles all the time? She dawdles all the way home.
Is that the same thing as doodles?
No.
Doodle dawdle.
Dawdles means.
I like dawdling.
She sort of takes a long time to get home because she probably doesn't want to do the work at home. So she takes a long time getting home.
Oh, yes.
So I think she probably said.
Lollygagging.
Yes.
Lollygagging. Yeah, lollygagging and dawdling are like the same thing.
And doodling.
Yes.
Well, that's it for this time.
I don't know if that's why she was fired.
Oh, you think it's something else?
I think it has to do with that she was a grump.
A grump.
Yes, she has quite a...
So you get fired if you're grumpy?
You get fired if you're a grump and you don't do anything.
Oh.
If you stand around all day being a grump.
She was also very
disrespectful. Why do you need to be around?
Right.
So okay. That's a lesson to all you people out there. Don't be a grump and stand around doing nothing or you'll get fired. Okay, I don't know what's next. That's a good idea because I did not just pop a button if that's what you're thinking. Excuse me, are you laughing at me? They are laughing at me. They are laughing at me because one of the buttons on my dress just popped.
That's not a dress. You're still popping.
Well, excuse me, but I didn't want to talk about it.
Okay.
We are talking about my blog, okay? So, quiet, everybody. Okay, well, yes. Well, she did.
She has gone into the 20s.
Oh my gosh, the 20s.
And she listens to Take Me Out to the Ball Gown.
Excuse me?
What was that again?
Slip up.
Okay.
And she listens to Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Come on!
Sorry, be quiet. Think about them really sad things.
Like your spiky hair. Alright, come on!
That's not me, that's Paul.
Yeah.
Okay,
I don't sound like you, do I?
I don't know. I didn't want people to think that was me.
Right, okay. Anyway, okay. Teresa?